安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天是复活节。
Today is the Easter.
复活节的中心就是从主死里复活的主耶稣基督。
Our focal point is Jesus Christ, who has risen from death.
我们所信的主，他因为世人的罪被钉在十字架上，但是他从死里复活了。
The Lord that we believe, He died for our sins on the cross, yet He has risen from dead.
他用大能显明他是神的儿子，死亡不能够拘禁他，他胜过坟墓，胜过死亡。
And with His power, He declared that He is Son of God, because He has risen from the dead, and the power of death cannot keep Him.
他能够拯救一切相信的人。
And He will save everyone who believe in Him.
其实我们不只是复活节才把这个复活的题目摆在墙上，就像今天这样。
Actually, we should not be only talking about the topic of resurrection on Easter, like we are doing today.
其实我们基督徒每一天都应该是复活节。
For us Christians, every day should be a day marking the resurrection of the Lord.
因为主不是在这一天他才做复活的主，他每一天都做我们复活的主。
Because the resurrected Lord, He is not just the Lord for this day. He is here to be our Lord every day.
每一次我们的敬拜，复活的主都在我们的当中。
And every time we come here to worship Him, His presence is with us.
每一次我们见证，我们真正所见证的也是这位复活的主，就像陶晶姊妹今天所做的见证。
And if we give any testimony here, it is all about Him, the risen Lord, just like our sister Tao Jing did this morning.
所以这是我们教会的信息，教会的见证。
And this is the message of the church, and this is the witness that the church bears.
今年开始，徐牧师有一系列使徒行传的信息，所以我们可以从使徒行传上看一些例子。
And if you remember, the pastor Xu, he started a serious message from the book of Acts.
这里列了三处的圣经，是使徒行传的第一章、第二章、第三章。
And we have verse from the each verse from the first three chapter of the book of Acts.
当主复活升天以后，要门徒在耶路撒冷等候，所以有120位圣徒他们在耶路撒冷那里祷告。
And after Jesus ascended to heaven, he told the disciple to wait in Jerusalem, and the disciple gathered together and pray.
所以他们要选一位，选立一位来补上那个犹大留下的空缺。
They decided to choose one disciple to take over the ministry that Judas has left.
所以当彼得站起来说为什么要补这个空缺，他有一个目的。我们一同来读这节圣经，就是后半节就好了。
And this is how Peter explained why a person needs to be chosen to take over that ministry.
必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同作耶稣复活的见证。
And beginning from the baptism of John until the day when he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection.
那个选的方式我知道我们可能会有争议，但是选的目的是主的话明白告诉我们的。
Although we could debate the methodology they used to choose the person, but that purpose is all we all agree on.
所以我们要抓住圣经确定无疑的话。
So we must cling to those unshakable truths that the Bible is telling us.
为什么要有这样一位使徒是要来做复活的见证？
Why we need this additional apostle is to bear witness to Jesus' resurrection.
那到了第二章，我们知道是五旬节最重要的日子。
And in the second chapter, the most important event is the festival of Pentecost.
我们有的时候说，这也是教会诞生的日子。
And that was the day that the church was born.
当圣灵降下，众人说起方言，都在稀奇。那彼得站起来，他可以说是教会头一个信息。
And the Holy Spirit descended on the disciple and they began to speak in tongues and Peter rose up and gave a message and that message was all about resurrection.
所以我们一同来读彼得信息，我们没有时间一句句来看，就看其中这一节，我们也是一起来读。 这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。这可以说是在教会历史当中，教会产生头一个信息是彼得所做的。And
this verse says, this Jesus God raised up, and of that we are all witnesses. That is indeed the first message on the day that the church was born.
接下去第三章，我们记得不久前徐牧师给我们讲的，讲到那个摊子。And
then the following that in the following chapter, I think Pastor Xu just quoted this not long ago.
那摊子的意思就是说他没法自己来的，他天天要靠别人抬的。And
there was a lame person. He needs to be carried to the entrance of temple. He could not walk.
当那个摊子得了医治，他可以跳起来行走赞美主。But
when the lame person was healed, he jumped to his feet and he praised the Lord and he gave thanks loudly.
所以许多的人就因为这个聚集起来，这实际上是一件大奇事。And
a crowd gathered together to watch this miracle.
那彼得他所给他们的信息是什么呢？
And what was the message that Peter gave them afterwards?
也是很长的，那我们只读其中一节，好，我们再一起来读。你们杀了那生命的主，神却叫他从死里复活了，我们都是为这事做见证。Acts
3:15, that verse says, And you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this, we are witnesses.
所以你看到他都说到复活。 也都说到，不仅说到复活，每一次都说我们是这事的见证。Peter
not only talks about resurrection, he also emphasized that they are witnesses to the resurrection.
所以我很感谢赞美主，这个曹静姊妹的见证是最美好的。So
praise the Lord, this morning we hear the beautiful testimony from our sister,
曹静。那个见证的性质和一开始的见证就是那样的。
And that sincerity in her testimony, and that the truth in it, it is like that, just like that. And it is what the church should be talking about.
接下去其实第四章仍然在有讲复活，第五章仍然有讲复活。And
in the following chapter, we still read a lot about the resurrections in the book of Acts.
如果我们记得内容，我们因为时间的关系就不把它们都打出来。
I can't quote all these verses because of the limit of time here.
如果我们跳到第十章，我们知道在哥尼流的家中，天国的门再一次打开，叫外邦人可以听见福音。And
you remember in chapter 10, in the house of Cornelius, that the door of the gospel opened for the Gentiles. He heard about the resurrection.
所以当彼得要来宣告这些事的时候，他所 他的信息里所讲的仍然是死里复活的主。And
Peter was there again. Again, he preached about the resurrection of the Lord.
接下去13章保罗差遣出去，那保罗的信息，那我只是提一下，我们就不读了。我们可以去默想。我想我们都熟悉。那保罗的信息里面充满着复活的信息。And
we also read in following chapter 13, when Paul was sent out in his first missionary trip, in every town he visited, he talks about the resurrection of Jesus.
所以我想强调的就是，我们回到起初，教会从他的开始，他所做的见证就是复活的见证，他的信息就是复活的信息。And
it is important that we come back to the origin at the birth of the church. The church was speaking of the resurrection of Jesus, and the church bears witness to that.
有时候我们会问说，那么 第一个信息我们知道是彼得，那第一个为主做复活见证的是哪一位呢？
Although it's clear that Peter first preached about the resurrection, but do we know who is the first disciple that give witness to Jesus' resurrection?
当然，因为我们今天读的圣经，我们就大概应该都知道，那真正第一位为主做复活见证的不是彼得，也不是保罗，也不是约翰，也不是哪一位使徒。 叫做抹大拉的玛利亚。
And based on the scripture we just read this morning, you know that that honor did not fall on Peter or Paul, but it belongs to Mary Magdalene. She's there and she saw it first and she gave witnesses.
从路加福音、马可福音告诉我们一点这个抹大拉的玛利亚的细节。
And also, there are some details about Mary and Magdalene we need to give.
路加福音、马可福音告诉我们说，在有许多的有一些的妇女，她们被鬼所附，她们被疾病所缠累，是耶稣医治了她们。
In the Gospel of Luke, it mentioned several women that was that had disease and that was bothered by the evil spirit, and but Jesus healed them.
抹大拉的玛利亚就是其中的一位。圣经告诉我们说，曾经有七个鬼从她身上被赶出来。
And Mary Magdalene was one of those who were healed by the Lord. And the Lord has driven out seven evil spirits from Mary.
自从蒙了大恩，这个抹大拉的玛利亚，她就一直的跟随主，一直的服侍主。
And since he has received that salvation, that she has been following the Lord, she has been serving the Lord.
当主从加利利来到了耶路撒冷，这个玛利亚她就一路的跟随。他也来到耶路撒冷。
And all the way from Galilee to Jerusalem, Mary followed the Lord, and she's been serving the Lord all the time.
当主被钉十字架的时候，他还是在跟随；当主安葬的时候，他还是在跟随。
And we know that Mary, she followed the Lord even to the cross. When the Lord was on the cross, she was there. When the Lord was buried, she was there.
直到这里，我们所读到。玛利亚跟随的路好像被挡住了。
Now here it seems that it has come to a dead end.
被什么所挡住呢？乃是被坟墓挡住了。
And what is blocking her view is the tomb.
要说在地上也许别的还有办法，但是我们说坟墓、死亡，我们没有办法。
Although we may have means to solve other problems, but when we're facing with the tomb, we have to say there's nothing we can do.
我们刚才二十章所读的就是玛利亚在此刻的经历，在坟墓挡住她的路的时候，她所经历到的。
And we just read the scripture that what happened to Mary when she was facing that tomb.
当玛利亚在坟墓面前，她看见什么呢？
And what did she really see in that tomb?
当然，我们交通几点，第一个就是她看见石头挪开了。
First, we know that the stone was taken away.
我们知道说这个乃是一个复活的标记。
That is the mark of the resurrection.
复活其实是不止这一个标记了，有一系列的标记。我们知道说石头挪开是。
But there was only one of the marks of the resurrection. The stone taken away is definitely one of them.
那个细麻布，那个裹头巾怎样的安放，那个也是一个标记。
And that strip of linen cloth and that face cloth lying there, those are also marks of resurrection.
那个空的坟墓本身也是标记。
And let's not forget, the empty tomb itself is the mark of resurrection.
我们至少要知道复活节的标记它不是兔子也不是彩蛋。那些不是复活的标记。
And on this day of resurrection, it is not the bunny or the eggs that we should pay attention to.
当复活的标记摆在那里，指明一件事情，就是说主已经复活了。
And all these marks of resurrection lead us to look at one thing: the Lord has risen.
但是玛利亚并没有说马上就欢欣鼓舞，她还是很伤心，她哀哭。当然细节我们会省略一些，但是你看见她找彼得、约翰，她回来，她仍然没有看见复活的主，所以她在那里哀哭。
Yet.At that time, Mary was still weeping, even though she called out to Peter and John to look at the empty tomb. And after that, they went home. She stayed, and she was still weeping.
她所做的就是她只能往坟墓里看。
And she kept doing one thing, that is to look into the tomb.
有的时候我们自己也会经历到，做基督徒也会这样，就是说我们知道有复活的标记，有时候这些标记。 但是不等于说我们的心就会苏醒过来。
And spiritually, we sometimes share that experience, even though the marks of resurrection surround us and it's everywhere for us to see. But our heart may not be touched by it. We look, but we don't see.
我想我们都会有这种感觉。主的话明明会摆在那里，但有的时候话是话，但是我是我。
And I think we also share that experience that the Lord has spoken to us, but that word of Lord remains the word of the Lord. It's not in our heart.
好像我们不能苏醒，这个跟我们在痛苦当中我们所认定的方向有关系。
Our hearts have not been awakened because we're so much deep in the pain.
在玛利亚也是这样子，她所认定的就是主被人挪去了。我不知道他在哪里。
And Mary is in the same situation. She kept thinking that someone has taken the Lord away. And now that she did not know where they have laid him.
虽然有这些的标记，但是他只能往坟墓的方向看，他也只能往坟墓的里面看。
Even though with all these marks of resurrection, she still looked into the tomb.
虽然坟墓空了，到今天是我们知道说应该是叫我们欢喜快乐的。
And today, we all know that the empty tomb is the reason we should rejoice.
但在那一刻玛利亚心中她认定主被挪走了，所以她只能找到这个地方是她所知道离主最近的地方。
But back then, Mary still clinged to the same thought that someone has taken the Lord away and she couldn't lose focus on that.
他也知道对着这个坟墓库没有什么用处，但是没有其他的选择。
She know in her heart that weeping in front of the tomb does nothing good, but she didn't know what else to do.
在地上的时候，如果我们看见有一个人在坟墓面前哭，我们知道这个就是他最软弱、最无助的时候。
And you know, on this earth, if we see a person standing at somebody's tomb and weeps, then we know that this is a moment of weariness. This is a moment of hopelessness.
其实在我们信主的经历里面也是一样。
And spiritually, we experience the same thing sometimes.
如果我们信心聚焦的方向迷失了，虽然有这些的标记，那些本来应该叫我们心里欢喜的标记就失去了它的意义。
And if we have lost our focal point in our faith, these marks, then we lost the reason to be joyful.
有的时候如果我们的聚焦没有对的话，好像这些的标记叫我们的心里更加痛苦。
And if we don't focus on the right thing, it will bring more pain to our heart.
当玛利亚她经历到我们刚才读到玛利亚她其实有两次转身过来。
And we just read that actually Mary turned back to look twice.
第一次是天使呼唤她，妇人你为什么哭？
First time the two angels called to her, why are you weeping, woman?
玛利亚回答她就是想问说有人把主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。
And Mary answered that,Someone has taken the Lord away, and I don't know where they have laid him.
如果在平时看见天使，那是了不得的大事，会叫我们非常的兴奋。
And usually, seeing the angels is such an exciting vision that nobody will lose attention to that.
但是对于玛利亚来说，这个对于她来说没有意义。
Right at this moment, Mary didn't feel a thing about that.
看见天使并不能够满足玛利亚。主，他没有看见复活的主，一切对于他来说都是没有意义。
And seeing the angels, that did not comfort her, that did not satisfy her. She was looking for the Lord.
所以当他就转过身来，他看见了耶稣，但是这个时候他却看见耶稣，却不认识这位耶稣。
And the second time she turned around, she did see Jesus standing there, but yet she did not recognize it was Jesus.
当耶稣向他说话的时候，妇人，你为什么哭？你找谁呢？
So now Jesus said to him, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?
玛利亚她明明是跟过主很久，她一路都是跟随主的，但是她现在 看见主的时候，圣经很稀奇告诉我们说他以为是管员的。
And we know that for all these years, Mary has followed the Lord all along. But to our surprise, at this moment, she thought that this is the gardener.
如果世人就会猜测说，也许是泪水把玛利亚的眼睛模糊了，所以她认不出来。
We may think that it was her tears that confused her vision, that she did not recognize the Lord.
但是我们知道说，我们复活的主他得着的荣耀的身体，不再是玛利亚过去跟随的时候肉身中的那样一个形状。
But we know that because Jesus has risen, he now took a different form of body, a glorious form. That's why Mary could not recognize him right away.
所以玛利亚就又转回去了。
So Mary, as usual, turned back, looked toward the tomb.
直到什么时候她认出主来是当主叫她的名字，玛利亚。
Only when Jesus called out to her, Mary, she recognized the Lord.
所以她一直一直地跟随主。今天她不能靠着肉身的形状来认主，但是一听见这个声音，她就知道是主。她转回来说：“拉波尼。”
So she can no longer recognize the Lord by the flesh, but when she heard that voice, she knew it was Jesus.
也是约翰告诉我们说，是好牧人认识他的羊。
And that's why in the Gospel of John it says that the good shepherd know his sheep.
他的羊也认得他的声音。
And indeed his flock know his voice.
在哥林多后书第二章第五章十六节那里告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16,
我们从今以后不凭着外貌认人，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
And it says that from now on we'll no longer regard anyone from a worldly point of view. Once we regard Christ that way, but we no longer do so.
我们知道说这个外貌当然不只是在当时来说，不只是指的这个长相来说的。
And it is not just the facial countenance we're talking about.
在我们的属灵的意义里面，就是说我们自己觉得说耶稣应该是怎么样的一个样子。
And spiritually, it means that what we think Jesus ought to be like.
就是主日上次 David Brown 牧师所说，我们心中对耶稣都有一种我们自己的图画，我们觉得耶稣就应该是这个样子。他就应该为我做这个事情，那个才是耶稣。
And just like Pastor David Brown mentioned last Sunday, each of us have in our heart, we have painted a picture of our Lord. We think that he ought to be like this, he should behave like this, and this is what he should do for us.
但我们的主告诉我们说，他说我是，我是，我是。约翰福音就是主在不断地告诉我们，我是。
But repeatedly, Jesus said in the Gospel of John that I am.
如果我们过去跟随过，但是我们如果凭着我们觉得说我们只要有一种的做法，或者我们只要有一种的形式，主就必然会让我们看见，所以常常我们就会失望。
Even though that we have followed the Lord in the past, but if we think there's a fixed methodology, there's a certain way, if we follow that, we definitely will see the Lord.We'll be disappointed.
其实我们看见主不需要很多的条件，我们只要有一个像玛利亚那样愿意的心。
The Lord does not require a lot of preconditions, but He does demand us to have a heart like Mary.
所以感谢主，玛利亚认出了主。你只要是跟随过主的人，你能够认出他的声音。
And praise the Lord, Mary recognized the voice of Jesus at that time.
下面的两点我们可能一起交通，就是主不仅向玛利亚显现，他遇见了这位复活的主，主给他有一个托付，说你去告诉我弟兄。
And now we're going to look at the last two points here. So Mary just had the encounter with the resurrected Lord. The Lord gave her a commission right away. He told her to tell my brothers.
所以 我们知道这是我们所读的那一刻，当主遇见玛利亚的时候，是他最忧伤最无助的时候。
When the Lord met Mary, she was at the peak of her sadness and hopelessness.
而主是在他死里复活，他要升上去，他要见他的父，他要得荣耀。
But the Lord said he is about to ascend to heaven to receive the glory due.
我们知道说这件事是何等的重大。
And that is an important thing.
但是我们的主他愿意为玛利亚停下来，他知道在这里有一位深深的哀痛忧伤的玛利亚，心中渴望见到主。
But for the sake of Mary, the Lord delayed his ascension because he knows there is Mary here, saddened, desired, seeking to see him.
我们的主他不忍玛利亚他留在这样的哀伤这样的绝望里面。
The Lord will not leave Mary in this such a state of worry and hopelessness and sadness.
所以主当主向玛利亚显现的时候，他要把他的心向我们打开，主他的心中何等的宝贵我们。
So through this, the Lord is also revealing what is in his mind to us, that how treasured Mary is in his heart.
他当然宝贵玛利亚，但是他宝贵的不单单是这一个玛利亚。
And Mary indeed holds an important place in the heart of the Lord, but it's not just Mary, it's all the believers.
因为在弟兄的当中，在神的家中，有许许多多像玛利亚一样，还是在痛苦忧伤的里面。
It's not just Mary, many in the house of God are still in the state of sadness and hopelessness.
主所宝贵的是那些许多长久跟随主的。
Especially those who have been following the Lord long for all these years.
可能暂时好像没有看见主面，就落在一个软弱和失望的里面。
And for a while, they could not see him, and they are in despair, and they are weary.
但是这些人心中所存的爱主的心跟玛利亚是一样的。
But they have the same heart that they love the Lord, they seek him.
主宝贵玛利亚，也宝贵这样的人。
Therefore, Jesus, he holds all these things in precious.
主要来呼唤玛利亚，也要来呼唤这样的人。
And the Lord will call to Mary, the Lord will call to all these disciples.
主有的时候借一个器皿，就是你看见主所选的器皿，往往是不一定是我们当中最刚强的，有可能是一个最软弱的，主来拣选他。
And when God chose a person to be his vessel, it may not be the strongest one in our mind. Sometimes maybe it's the one that we considered weak.
当玛利亚刚刚从最软弱的光景里面，那个哀哭痛苦里面被拯救出来，主就给她一个托付。
Being saved from her weakest moment, her saddest moment, the Lord gave her a glorious commission.
主叫她说，去告诉我弟兄。
Go and tell my brothers.
把我对你说的告诉我的弟兄。
What I have said to you, tell them.
这个世界上不仅是不幸的罪人，他们在痛苦当中需要复活的福音。
In this world, we know those do not believe, the sinners, they do need the good news.
其实在神的家中还有许许多多信主的人，他们像玛利亚一样在疲倦灰心的当中。
But in the house of God, we know that many are just like Mary back then, struggling with the weariness, the hopelessness.
他们需要听见复活的福音，那有谁能来告诉他们？
They need to hear the same good news about the resurrection, but who will go tell them?
主说你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们。
And the Lord commissioned Mary and said, go and tell my brothers. And tell them about what I've said.
因为玛利亚是那个经历了复活主的人，所以主就把这样的托付给她。
Now, it's because Mary now has an encounter with the risen Lord. She has experienced him.
所以这样的托付可能常常会被教会忽略。
And such commission oftentimes was ignored by the church.
如果你是那个跟玛利亚一样伤心的人，也许你正是主所寻找要托付的那个人。
If at this moment you're also weeping like Mary, maybe the Lord is looking for you to carry this commission.
我们知道说不是把复活的见证搬到人的面前，那个不是只是把复活的标记搬到人的面前，那个就是复活的见证。
And we know that to give witness to the resurrection of the Lord is not just to list out all these marks about the resurrection.
当然我们绝对不能把错误的标记搬到人面前，但是即使这些标记都是正确的，我们知道说这个还不等于就是那个复活的见证。
Although we need to be cautious that we always point to the right marks of the resurrection, but we know just listing out the details is never enough.
我们看见今天我们所读到从这个标记到这个见证当中可能会要经过的，会有迷失，但是会经历耶稣的呼唤，最后有耶稣的托付。
And we, just like we saw today, the marks are there, but then we experience the loss. But then the Lord call out to us, and then the Lord give us this commission.
虽然我们早就知道这些标记，虽然我们都清楚这样的真理，但是复活的见证还是需要有复活经历的人来传。
As in our mind, we may already be very familiar with these marks, but we need this first-hand experience of the resurrection to be enlightened.
我想我们今天早上我们会很感动，因为我们听见的见证是亲身经历过的。
And today we're deeply touched by this testimony this morning because it was firsthand by a sister.
从玛利亚的见证，主就告诉我们说，这样的经历，这样的复活的经历，是那个最软弱、最伤心的人也可以有的。
And indeed, their real encounter with the Lord's resurrection, it can be given to anyone who is feeling sad and hopeless.
不是说我们每个人要变得跟使徒一样，主才会向你显现。
It's not like the Lord only appeared to the apostles.
其实像这样的人的显现，不是主到最后无奈之举。
But it's not because the Lord has no other choice, so he appeared to those who are weak.
其实从玛利亚的身上，你可以看见说，往往这样的人乃是主的首选。
And here, the story of Mary tells us.Indeed, it is actually the first choice of the Lord.
他们是复活主眼中的珍宝。
And they are so treasured in the eyes of our Lord who has risen.
我们前面说主用玛利亚来做头一个见证主复活的人。
And we know that the Lord has chosen Mary to be the first one to be the witness to his resurrection.
他就为我们历世历代的见证立下一个榜样。
This sets an example for all of us who follow the Lord for all the generations.
主不一定总是在我们灵命的最高峰或者侍奉的最高峰来向我们显现。
The Lord may not appear to us when we are strongest, when we're spiritually most awakened.
主一直寻找的就是虽然软弱、哀伤，但是心里仍然爱主的人。
And the Lord are looking for those who are.Still, maybe weary, maybe sad, but they seek to see the Lord.
在每一处神的家中，不管整体的光景如何，必定都有这样的人。
No matter what the circumstances in the house of God, we always have believers like that.
可能你是爱哭的玛利亚，可能你是打鱼的彼得。
Maybe you're the weeping Mary, or maybe you're Peter who went fishing.
主愿意来向这样的人显现，他也愿意在我们的中间。
And the Lord is so willing to appear to such disciples, and He wants to fill us with His presence.
但愿主自己更多的来复兴他自己复活的见证。
And may the Lord Himself revive all the witnesses to His resurrection.
好，我们今天就停在这里，我们有点祷告。
And now let's bow our head and we'll pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你，主啊，你是那一位复活显现的主。
Lord, we praise you, we give you thanks, because you're the Lord that is risen, that appeared to us.
主啊，你不是在我们想象的地方，主，你不是在我们想象的外貌当中来向我们显现。
Although, Lord, you did not appear to us in the way we think you will, and in the form that we think you will.
但你知道每一个软弱的人，主啊，你知道每一个心里爱你的人。
But you know all our weaknesses, and you know what's in our heart, and who are truly seeking you.
感谢你，主啊，我们所有方向迷失的人，主，你来呼唤我们的名字，叫我们听见好牧人的声音。
And we thank you, Lord, you call out to those who have lost the directions, and you are the good shepherd.
叫我们认出来是你在呼唤我们。
And we know that by your power, we'll recognize that it is you who are calling to us.
主啊，你也把复活的见证托付给我们。
And you have given us this commission of bearing witness to your resurrection.
但愿在你的家中有人起来说，我看见了主。
And may all of us in your church will stand up and say, Yes, I have seen the Lord who has risen.
把这样切莫的心赏给我们。
Give us this heart.
我们一同等候你的作为。
And wait upon you, and may you do your work.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.